Men, what would be the indicators that intergenerational ministry is really happening, say, in your local church? What are some of the things that we could say, yep, this is what's going on? Let's take a quick look at that right now on Man to Man Express, the radio ministry of Iron Sharpens Iron. This is Dave Beggary with Brian Doyle. Brian's National Director of the Iron Sharpens Iron Men's Conferences. Brian, good to be with our special guest.
And we love having Chuck Stecker, our guest today, come to the Iron Sharpens Iron Conference, where he gets a platform to share into the lives of men. So, Chuck, thanks for joining us here today on Man to Man Express.
It's a privilege and a pleasure.
Yeah, we look forward to the conference season coming up in 2010 and know that you'll be with us at several conferences around the nation. And you know, these conferences were intentional about inviting what we call men of all ages, and then we define that age 13 and up. And the point there is to just encourage pastors and leaders that men who are age 13 are men. They might be young men, but they're still men. And I just want to stop and pause there for a minute. When you think about churches that you're connected to, have connected to, do pastors consider what they're doing already in their local church to be somewhat intergenerational?
The answer is yes, but I think they know the truth. Going back to what we talked about earlier this week, that difference between multi-generational and intergenerational, very often they look at the multi-generational gathering and they would like to think it's intergenerational.
Right.
But I think they know in their hearts they're not really connecting the generations.
What's a model of one thing the local church can do to really aggressively tackle intergenerational ministry for men?
You know, one of the interesting things with the men's ministry is, as you guys know men's ministry as well as anybody, very often with it we kind of put this blanket invitation to the younger guys,
right,
so that we can feel good that we have young men at this thing, or even older. Nobody's really going to come till they've been personally invited.
Right.
And so if you want to be effective with the young men as you're doing this, you've got to personally invite them to the event, as opposed to just saying to the youth leader, why don't you bring a bunch of the young guys and we'll help them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that, and, you know, and that is so true. I think especially true of what we're talking about today is that, you know, I've often wondered, well, who goes first when you think about some of this intergenerational? Is it young men reaching out and trying to connect and, you know, asking these wiser men for counsel? Is it the older men who are reaching out and offering themselves, but they're hesitant because they're not quite sure they have much to offer? Let's pause there. Who goes first in intergenerational ministry?
I don't think anybody has to go first. Here's the point. There's just some really good evidence out there that helps us understand. One of the best ways is to put us into activities together. Men are doers. So whether it comes to fixing Aunt Mabel's porch or whether a ministry here and there, one of the most effective ways we have to build relationship is to build it around activity where they're not sitting looking at each other being told to share. That's got to be one of the scariest times out there, is when you're put in a group of men you don't know, and even with men you do, sitting in a church basement in a room and say, okay, now we're going to share. Boy, most guys would rather be shot. 2 years ago, I spoke at a men's conference in the Colorado area. Last year, I spoke at a similar conference, and one of the young men, you can always tell when they want to talk to you, came up after I spoke, and he introduced himself, said, I was here last year. We had men from our church. He said, I want you to know we've got about twice as many this year. He says, but here's what's happened. When the men of our church heard about the intergenerational and the young men, he said, something happened that I would have never believed. But we have three new ministries in our church started. Some wouldn't even call them a ministry. One of them is our sports ministry. And no, we don't play sports. It's the older guys about once a month inviting young guys to go with them to a sporting event. Mm. And I'll tell you, you sit at a baseball game at any of the stadiums, and the easiest way to talk to somebody is if you're looking forward and you're not looking at each other, and then the conversation just starts to flow. And this young guy was just ecstatic in that, with what had taken place and what was taking place.
Well, we're talking about practical ways to build intergenerational ministry in the local church setting. And our special guest, Chuck Stecker, president and founder of Chosen Generation, he's also a big part of Iron Sharpens Iron this year. Looking forward to Buffalo, New York, where Chuck will be one of our keynote speakers. So if you're in that vicinity, we encourage you with your men to go hear Chuck. You'll be greatly challenged. Find out more about all this at ironsharpensiron.net, including Chuck's book called Men of Honor, Women of Virtue. Chuck, thank you so much, and continue with us on Thursday.
Thank you, guys.